Welcome back to another episode of Hawk Off the Press. My name is Madison Herzig. I am the Iowa football beat reporter for the Gazette, except it's a bye week, so we're not talking about football this week. We're going to be talking about women's wrestling. I am very excited to welcome Iowa women's wrestling head coach Clarissa Chen to the show. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining.
Thanks for having me, Maddie. Excited to be here.
Yes, third season for the Hawkeyes for women's wrestling. And there's a lot of excitement this year. I think the biggest thing more than anything else, and we're going to jump right into at least a topic I'm really excited to talk to you about, is the NCAA championships are coming to Iowa this year. They'll be in Coralville in April, and it'll be the inaugural NCAA championships as well. So, Coach, that's got to be thrilling for you to be able to host an NCAA championship.
Absolutely. It's actually March, not April.
March. Okay.
March 6 and 7 at Extreme Arena in Coralville. So very excited for this historic moment where the NCAA, first ever NCAA championships will be here in Iowa, in our backyard in Coralville, which is right next to Iowa City. So it is an awesome effort that think Iowa City and the community behind that is finds women's wrestling important and wants to showcase it here. So very excited.
When you found out that was going to happen, that it was confirmed that the championships were coming to the Coralville area, what was that initial reaction for you? You've been around the sport for so long. I'm curious to hear what that immediate reaction was.
I'm like, one, that it's an NCAA championships. Two, no better place than to have it here in Coralville. They run a great, like the sports commission run great competitions and tournaments, wrestling tournaments and other events in the Extreme Arena. They know how to run a high, like first class event. So, and that's important when you're like showcasing the first of anything. You want to make sure things are done right and done in the best ways. So I feel very confident in the people behind the scenes and in those efforts to make things like where everyone is welcomed and has a great time, and they provide a great space and like theatrics of the event as well, you know. And for our women, you know, like the women who qualify for the NCAA championships, they're going to feel like this event is going to be, you know, like the men's in that regards. And that's what we want, is a like fair playing field to be recognized and for the work and their efforts that they've poured themselves, all the student athletes pour themselves into for the moment like that to aspire to claim that national title. So,
yeah. And the empowerment as well must be so important too, not just as the head coach of a program, but also just guiding young women through college and through life, being able to say, you know, you get an opportunity to, you know, fight for the chance to have a title, defend a title for a few of your athletes in front of your family, in front of your fellow classmates as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So let's take a step back and look at the road to the Coralville Championships in March. What about this year's schedule that you've put together has been, I mean, what excites you? What makes you like really excited for your team to be able to go out and compete against some of these programs?
Yeah. You know, it's always fun to be able to showcase a home duel in Carver. That is like the mecca of wrestling, I believe. And so having added another home duel to the schedule, the past 2 years we had two home duels. Having to add another one really feels special. You know, our women want to compete in Carver. Oklahoma State, you know, that's a big one that's on our schedule. They are a club team, but they've got great recruits that they have on their roster. And, you know, it's a matter of time that they will be an official varsity program of their university. So looking forward to that one, along with Colorado Mesa at that same duel. They're top five consistently in the nation. So that will be a great challenge for our program. And then Lehigh in January, yeah, they're officially a varsity program. They have a long history and deep roots in the wrestling realm at Lehigh for their men's side of wrestling. So there's great energy coming out of the Lehigh Valley for women's wrestling. And what better place and opportunity to have a duel with them in Carver. And along with them, we have Otterbein, who's a top five institution as well, that we wanted to take on and challenge our women with. But there's so many like open tournaments throughout the season. There's the four her duels, which will be a great event at in Coralville, again at Extreme Arena, which I think Iowa City, the Sports Commission, put together. It's going to be four NAIA teams because there's a lot of tough women on the NAIA side, and then four NCAA team, and it's a bracketed like dual tournament competition, which will be exciting. Duels are the fun part of competition for our women because they get to stand by their teammates shoulder to shoulder as each one of them go out and go and compete. And then the opens are great for having those opportunities to get ready for, you know, the regionals and nationals at the end of the season. So,
yeah. Well, I wanted to ask, I'm curious, you know, when you're building a schedule, you mentioned Oklahoma State, they're not an official varsity sport yet. Mm-hmm. How did the opportunity to add them to the schedule come about? And why is it so beneficial to have a program like Oklahoma State on Iowa's schedule?
You know, on the men's side, you know that rivalry between Iowa, Oklahoma State here at the University of Iowa on the wrestling, men's wrestling side. You know, why wouldn't we want that opportunity to build on the women's side? They have, you know, their former head men's coach, wrestling coach, Coach John Smith, Olympic champion, world champion, as a volunteer coach of their women's program. Like, that makes perfect sense to have their program in Carver. Although they're not a varsity like sport yet at Oklahoma State, it only brings opportunity for what the future could look like, whether near or within a year or two, or who knows how long it will take for that. But it's coming, you know, I believe it's coming. So why wouldn't we want to build that, you know, where get people excited about Iowa versus Oklahoma State, regardless of being club status or varsity status. To me, it doesn't change the people on their roster for that. You know, the woman that chose to go to Oklahoma State to compete for Oklahoma State wanted to be part of that program for a reason. And they're great athletes, great student athletes that will be a great challenge for our program. So that's great.
And it's always exciting when you can extend a rivalry beyond just two programs facing each other, make it a school thing too, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So one of the things I am definitely interested in chatting with you about, you've got a bunch of wrestlers returning this year that were all Americans. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to kind of just get your perspective. How have you seen this team start to develop from last year throughout this off season as you guys get ready? Your first event is in a matter of days. Like we're at the start of the season for you too.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, tell us a little bit about your team. How have they been growing since the end of last year?
Yeah, it's great. We have 11 returning All-Americans, which is awesome. You know, it comes with great leadership in how to do, like knowing how to do business, you know, in the right ways. We got six incoming freshmen that, you know, really enhances the room and challenges and elevates everybody in the room. We're excited to get going because they've been wrestling each other for the past couple of months. And, you know, that's fun, you know, but we want to see where we're at against others across the mat from us. So it's a great, great time, great energy around the start of this NCAA season. The hard part is with those 11 returning All-Americans, like this year being an NCAA championship status, we can only bring 10 to nationals, right? So recognizing, you know, we do it together as a team, you know, everyone, you know, is part of that process of reaching that and, you know, as far as throughout the season, their process of developing themselves for the team. So,
mm-hmm. And that's always got to be a tough decision for you as a coach too. Yeah. How do you evaluate throughout the season who those 10 are? I mean, is that something that is, it comes down to the last minute? Do you have a sense, does it change every year? How do you go about that process?
Yeah, you know, we stay consistent to the philosophies of what makes up our team, you know, and with, you never know how it's going to shake out, you know, how we start in the beginning of the season might look different at the end of the season. It's to each individual to put their best efforts daily, you know, because nothing's guaranteed, you know, like there, an injury could happen, someone could get sick, you know, like it just, you never know what the season can unfold. And that's for each individual to make those decisions for themselves, you know, and it doesn't make it easy for us coaches to come down to this year it's going to be 10. Last year was 15. It was hard. It was hard to get down to 15. It was hard conversations at times. And but at the end of the day, you know, that team title was won by everyone on that roster. Everyone, you know, the people behind the team that represented at Nationals, they're very much like the ones that give everything so that their teammates can be prepared for those moments, you know, and it's done collectively, you know, it's without, like, couldn't do it without any one of them, you know, going down to the team behind the team that aren't on, like, on that aren't on the roster, that are the ones that helping them in the classroom, you know, making sure that they are eligible and whatnot. And so there's just a lot of gratitude at the end of the day for everyone involved. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can totally understand that too. And how things change so quickly. I'm sure it makes it fun, but also can be very stressful as a coach as well, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You mentioned you have 6 freshmen with your team this year. One I wanted to ask in particular is Libby Dix. Mm. She's a 2-time state champion in the state of Iowa. What about her what about her stood out to you when you were recruiting her, being able to have her stay in her hometown state? What excites you about somebody that's relatively nearby? Like, she grew up not too far away from Iowa's campus too.
Yep, Mount Vernon. You know, I think it's important to, like, keep Iowa Iowa at times, you know, like, I think she was a perfect fit for that, you know, and she's a goer, she works hard, she's a multi-sport athlete, she's a great person, really, you know, she's pleasant to work with and get to know. I think you know, great opportunity that's up the road from us, and you know, she was going in a heading in a different direction, and it really was really wanting to see how she can develop and grow and thrive as a Hawk. So very excited to have her and, like, see how her season shakes out in this year. So I'm excited.
Yeah, and there's, you know, 5 other freshmen. I'm just curious, who are some of the other freshmen that have stood out to you so far this year? Is there one that has kind of really taken a major step since they've arrived on campus? How have you seen that core young class start developing so quickly?
I think they all are great. Like, there's not one more than the other that has, like, stood out or any of that. They all are very, as freshmen, they're very mature to me as freshmen. You know, they are very driven in their own individual way. You know, they love wrestling. For some, it's like you have to pull them off the mat, you know, because it's like, gosh, go meet someone outside, right? Like, go meet someone in your classroom or something, you know, like, but no, they're all so great in all their own ways, you know, and I enjoy all 6 of them, and just feel very fortunate to have this opportunity to get to work with them.
Mm-hmm. And you have a number of athletes that are not from the state of Iowa. You mentioned one of the things about Libby is that she is from this state. You have a little bit of Iowa on your roster. Mm-hmm. How is it recruiting and finding other athletes that aren't here, and you have athletes from so many different states around this country. What does that recruiting process look like for you then?
Oh, yeah, no, it's a lot. It's watching like competitions, you know, seeing if they're leaning into competitions, you know, and just their growth and development throughout their high school years, you know, like Sam Sachs, she came to our camp a few years ago, like our summer camp. And so that was our first opportunity to see her and get to work with her like face to face and like in person, you know, and just followed her journey since then, you know. So that was a like great, like, I don't know, I enjoyed that process of getting to follow her throughout her high school years, because she showed up at camp and, you know, she like got in front of us and we like saw her work ethic and like what she was about. And, you know, she was still relatively new to wrestling, but she developed really quickly because of how hard she worked, you know? And so things like that, you know, just being able to follow along as we got started as a program 3.5 years ago, you know, it was trying to understand the landscape of that age group, you know, and trying to learn and who to keep eyes out on and whatnot. So it's a process, and it's always a learning process for all of us coaches, because each year has different processes for ourselves, you know, as we grow, as we grew into the program we are now, you know. And our first year was one, and how many we recruited the second year and so on. So next year or the following year or this coming year or next year is really the year that we have to really look into, because we did recruit a lot in that first year. So we are going to have a lot of like openings in that regards. So we'll have to reload, and that's a learning for us, you know. So.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever think when you first took over this program as starting up this opportunity to have Iowa women's wrestling be a varsity sport, the first head coach, did you ever think 3 years from now that you'd be having that kind of conversation of like, okay, we're at a point where it's time to start figuring out how we're going to rebuild? And not only that, oh yeah, we're hosting a national championship at the end of our season and all of these other things with how quickly the sport has grown in this state in particular.
Yeah, it's like putting pieces of puzzles together. That's what it feels like, because you're right. It's about how quickly the sport is growing. You know, it's not necessarily how long an individual has wrestled for, you know. It's like, cause you could have someone who's wrestled 14 years and you can have someone who's wrestled 4 years. It's like, you know, there's intention in everything that we do. And, yeah, there it's like finding pieces of puzzles, and then you don't know what trajectory of development and growth for the individual, right? Like, you know, I know I wasn't the same size as I was when I was a freshman, sophomore, junior, senior year in high school than I am today, you know, and just trying to like, that's hard to foresee the growth pattern and the growth rate for every individual. So it's an interesting dynamic and learning in those moments. So
yeah. Well, and you mentioned a little bit about yourself. It's also, I would be remiss to not say congratulations on your induction for the Missouri Valley College Athletic Hall of Fame that just recently happened.
Thank you.
What was that like? What was that experience like to be able to go and not only just kind of see other people that maybe you hadn't connected with in a while, but also just to recognize the accomplishment that you did make?
Yeah. You know, I shared with our team that it was nice because it gave me time to reflect on where I was in those moments of being at Missouri Valley College and appreciating the opportunity that was there for me in those times. But beyond that, appreciating the support system, whether it's professors in the field of study that I was in, my teammates and the memories I've made coming from Hawaii, moving to Missouri, having the opportunity to travel internationally for the first time to Canada. I know it was across the border, but, you know, I've never felt cold like I've ever felt cold before, you know, when I got to college. And just like learning and growing as a person, right, through the sport of wrestling. It wasn't a, you know, maybe they recognized me to be inducted into the Hall of Fame because of the accomplishments I've had in representing Missouri Valley College. But to me, it was an opportunity to reflect on the opportunities and the support that I've had, you know, like during my time at Missouri Valley, you know, and the friendships I've made, the teammates that I'm still in great contact with, or, you know, the coaches that are still supportive and celebrating the things that I'm currently doing, and offering mentorship, you know, and just, yeah, the vision and the taking an investment in women's wrestling at a time in 1999, 2000, at a time where people were looking the other way on women's wrestling because it was so maybe not what they viewed wrestling as for women, right? So it was a different time, I would say 20, almost 30 years ago. So just kind of so cool to reflect back in those moments.
Mm-hmm. And then I wanted to ask you two more quick questions. One of them is about your current roster. You have two athletes that are going to be defending national titles this year. You have Kylie Welker, and then you have Kennedy Blades. How excited are you to see them take the opportunity to defend their national title and to do that potentially on an NCAA stage?
Yeah, you know, for them and for all of our women to be able to even say have that notoriety of NCAA, almost like validates their work and their efforts on the collegiate level, because it is all about the NCAA, right? For a lot of our student athletes, it's being on similar platforms as the men, you know. So I'm excited for them, both Kylie Kennedy and any one of our student athletes who qualify or strives for that national title, whether defending or striving for that, to have like that NCAA recognition in that regards, because, you know, it's not easy, you know, what they pour themselves into as far as not only on the mat, but academically, right? To manage and time manage their academics and the community work that they do and of what we ask for them physically and athletically on the wrestling mat. So it's just awesome, right? They, like, especially at Iowa, right? They can be recognized on the Big Ten status level, you know, and that's kind of cool for them. And that's awesome. You know, it's something, a dream, you know, that I would have, you know, at their age, I wanted to be a Hawkeye, you know, I wanted to wrestle for University of Iowa, you know, it's the elite of the elite, you know, in that regards is that NCAA national title.
Yeah. And then the last question I have for you, Coach, just biggest picture you can imagine, what are some of the goals that you have for this team, whether it be to, you know, have an opportunity to give those athletes a chance at a national title, whether it's just to watch them grow? What are some of those goals that are both tangible and intangible that you have ahead of your first couple events in just, you know, a handful of days from now?
Yeah. You know, here at Iowa, we say win, graduate, do it right. You know, we kind of look at it backwards. We want to make sure we're doing things the right way every time we are out there, right? It's our character, it's our integrity. We want our women to graduate at the end of the day, get an education. It's bigger than the sport, right? It's their future. It's future for life. And then win, you know, take care of what's in front of them, you know, go be competitive in whatever you do, whether it's in the classroom or on the wrestling mat. At the end of the day, I just want them to be at their best and compete at their best, you know, like find themselves and bring themselves to everything that they pursue, you know. If they're themselves and bring themselves to everything that they do, then, you know, that's success, right? So, yeah.
That's awesome. Well, Coach, thank you so much for joining us. Your very first home duel is going to be this Sunday, November 2nd. Yes. You'll be having Central and Cornell come down. That's at 2:00 in Carver Hawkeye Arena. Thank you so much for this conversation. It's been great. If you like this content, you can follow Hawk Off the Press on social media and wherever you get your podcasts. I also have a weekly newsletter that is free to subscribe, and you can get a ton more Hawkeye content, both wrestling, football, and all beyond. Thank you so much for watching, and we'll see you next time.
Not a Gazette subscriber? There's no better time to support local journalism. View our latest deals for print and digital offerings at thegazette.com/subscribe. Stay informed, be empowered. Subscribe to The Gazette today at thegazette.com/subscribe.